Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today is the coronation of King Charles III. Our text is taken from Psalm 9, and we're reading verses 7 to 12.
The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He will judge the world in righteousness. He will govern the peoples with justice. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nations what he has done. For he who avenges blood remembers. He does not ignore the cry of the afflicted.
Our focus is on verse 7. The Lord reigns forever. Firstly, it is the Lord. Not just any Lord, nor any God. It is the Lord, the one and only Lord God Almighty. He has no equals, no peers, no rivals. He is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. He is the eternal, self-existent one. Secondly, the Lord reigns. His throne, his authority, his power are established, set in place, immovable. His plans and purposes will be fulfilled, despite the chaos created by earthly rulers. He reigns with righteousness and justice. His reign gives comfort and hope for the oppressed and afflicted. His reign is over all things in heaven and on earth. Thirdly, his reign is forever. His kingdom has no beginning and no end. It is eternal. Rulers of this world come and go, but the Lord reigns forever. And to top it all, we will reign with him when Jesus comes again. Let's shout it out. The Lord reigns forever. A prayer. Omnipotent God, we bow before you now and acknowledge your eternal kingdom. Please reign in our lives today as we offer ourselves in your service. We pray too for King Charles III and his family, and all in positions of authority, that they will acknowledge you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.